that John Spencer probably will not be attending. And Felix gave us a note late today that he won't be attending. So I can't necessarily see who else is there, but we'll go through the intro and everything, and then we can kind of decide how we want to approach that. That sound like a thought for everybody? Okay. So we'll call the meeting to order, and we will go through a roll call. What I'll do is go down on the left side of the agenda meeting and go through everybody's name and holler here if you're here, and if you're not, then we won't hear from you. It's all right. So Kelsey.
I'm here.
Okay.
You hear from me?
I have heard from you. Yes. All right, I'm here. Stacy.
Here.
Okay. Barbara.
Here.
And again, John, I don't think will be attending, nor will Felix. Dave.
Here.
All right, so I think we've got a quorum if we have to have any kind of votes, but well, except for the meeting minutes. I think we do need that vote. All right. So we'll keep going down the list. Kale. Nicole. Delanne. All right, so then we'll go through guests, and I see Grant on the phone, on the meeting. Galena, you're here, so
Here.
who else? Again, I can't see the list. Let me see if I can get the, oh, here we go. I got panelists here, so Grant's on.
I believe I see Ahmad and Eva
Yes,
and Kathleen should be joining us.
I see Ahmad. He's checked in. Oh, I do see Eva. Sorry. So Eva's here. And of course, Janya. Anybody else? Galena, I'm forgetting, or
Patley should be joining us a little later when it's closer to his time to speak.
okay. All right. Okay, so that's all the roll call, fun and frolic. We had the meeting minutes from April 13. Did anybody get a chance to review those? And can I get a motion to approve?
This is Dave, and I make a motion to approve the April 13th minutes as presented.
Do we have a second?
This is Kelsey. I'll second it.
All right. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Moving along. I don't think we had any public comment. Yanya, did we have anybody weigh into this
No,
meeting
we
for
didn't
this
have
meeting?
any public comments.
All right. Got that. Well, we're to the manager's report. Galena, I'll turn it over to you.
And I really appreciate it. We do have a minor technical difficulty, Yanya. Is there a way to change Ahmad to a panelist? At the moment, he can't unmute or video, just in case if he needs to jump in. There's at least one item I think he might want to provide some information on.
It looks like Ahmad is already set as a panelist.
Okay, we'll let him troubleshoot on his end. I'll work with him offline. And then I believe Eva requested to go first because of another meeting at 5. Is that correct, Eva?
That is correct, but that meeting actually just occurred. So I am clear if something else needs to go before my time, but I of course would not reject the freedom.
I don't mind going after Eva if that's okay with the board.
Fine by me.
All right. The item we have for you, Eva, and it has both of our names on, is con excuse me. Hold on. We have so many things. CARES funding for parks.
Definitely. So I have an update regarding the application of what would be American Recovery Plan Act dollars for parks and lands. So before I continue, I just want to caveat this by saying that we're still looking into this, and the county auditor's office has really just started the process of doing their analysis necessary to basically give us a full thumbs up. But we can push for it a little bit internally, even without that thumbs up at this point in time. So what we've identified is that we have an opportunity to do possibly a few things with American Recovery Plan dollars. One is revenue replacement. So, of course, due to the pandemic, there were massive and significant changes in operations. And one area where that had an impact on our financials was revenue, right? So less permits, maybe less parking activity. So what we'll have an opportunity to do is to perform some analysis necessary to kind of look at the gap between where we would have typically landed and where we actually ended up at the close of 2020, and to potentially request reimbursement for that gap. So it seems like there aren't a lot of qualifiers there, other than as long as we can kind of, we have to do the math, of course, to proof out trend versus expectation and versus actuals, right? And then to substantiate that. But that is one possibility. I think that's definitely the 100% certainty. I know that there's already an initiative underway to gather these numbers countywide. A little less certain, but I think someone just came off mute. Is there a question? No? Okay. A little less certain, but still possible, would be the application of these dollars to potential systems such as asset management systems or other types of internal control or infrastructure in support of operations. It seems to be the case that in other jurisdictions, local governments around the country, they are successfully evaluating and sometimes applying these dollars for use for that purpose. We have not yet had that discussion with the Clark County Auditor's Office, so it may yet not be the approach that Clark County has the resources to take or is able to pursue. But it's still an available option that we're looking into. A third option that's also, I think, maybe a little more certain, with the caveat being that we have other funding for this purpose, would be to cover emergency supplies, dollars for cleaning and kind of addressing the operational requirements of the still ongoing pandemic. So these dollars may also be available for that purpose as well. So again, nothing's certain. Actually, I just received an email on this. Okay. Oh no, that's really interesting. Sorry, it just came in live. Okay, so a quick update. There will be a program coordinator that's going to be managing this initiative for the county. That position is going to be starting on May 17th. And at that point, they will determine priorities as well as kind of working with the departments to identify operational expenses that could potentially be billed to these funds. So it looks like the county is waiting until that position is onboarded, and then they're going to go ahead and in June probably do an operational push to define and give us some mechanism for actually doing these things. So that's great news. Any questions? Thoughts, concerns?
Eva, this is Jay Chester. Does this apply only to 2020 timeframe, or is there a calendar period this is applying to?
It's 2020 and 2021. That's my understanding. So it's for the past all the way back to, I think, March of 2020. And then I think for the infrastructure components, that should be through the end of 2021 at least. But I think for us, since we're so early and we don't have a program coordinator identified, it's going to be, that's not a 100% answer, but that's the best answer I have today.
Well, that's fine. It's a better answer than I had, so that's fine.
Any other questions?
I was going to say, anybody else have any other questions? We're letting Eva off the hook pretty easy here.
I just want to say thank you to Eva and her team for helping us in our Parks and Lands division. Was a lot of financial projects. You all know that we've been working so diligently on trying to unpack our investments, including our capital facilities program. Eva and I were hoping to have a draft plan to you at this meeting. We are double checking and triple checking our numbers, digging through old grants, looking at some agreements with RCO, looking at PIF concurrency. So we were not ready just yet. We hope to come back in June and present you with a six-year draft capital facilities plan, assuming we're able to get through all of the due diligences that are needed. So thank you, Eva, so much for your time. We appreciate you. At some point, I just want to have like a financial Q&A with you and the board. I think they'd love it, but time is limited.
I would love to attend. I think the best time for that would be right after budget submittal in August, because then we can also provide an update on the budget process and look at an updated forecast.
Thank you.
Good idea.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Eva.
All right. You ready for me?
Yeah, Galena, we'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. So under our manager's report, few positive updates. I keep telling you, oh, we're going to hire people. And finally, I can give you some specific updates on who we have offered the jobs of Program Manager 1 and Program Manager 2 and when they start. So you have a little bit of that information. Program Manager 1 position was offered to Matthew Baum. He's coming to us most recently from Forest Grove. He worked for National Forest Service. He spent 10 years in parks management, including doing all kinds of trades work. He's a certified arborist. He has background in parks reservations management. He has background managing crews, fleet, and so much more. We're so excited to have Matthew start. His first day will be June 1st. He'll hit the ground running, and he will be working on supervising our developed parks teams. So he has about three different crews working in North, East, and West parks. Super excited to have him on board. We've also made an offer to our program manager, too, the person who will be working at Camp Bonneville and helping us oversee campus, Luke Jansen, and a few other programs. That person is Eric Harrison. Eric comes to us with over 21 years of experience, including 18 years in management experience for the Army. He is a certified equal opportunity officer for the Army. He has over 10 years of experience in fleet, heavy equipment, mulching operation, parks management, and much more. He will start on June 21st and work with us again on Camp Bonneville and a few other programs. And I'm also super excited to share that our planner slash grants coordinator position was approved by the county manager last week. We will have the recruitment out on Friday. If you know of good people who can work here with us on our grants programs and on our planning projects, please let them know. The job will be open on Friday and we'll stay open for a few weeks. Normally our recruitments run for 2 to 4 weeks and sometimes even stay open beyond that point. To make sure that we have our final folks hired and onboarded. And our lifeguard program, we have a lot of returning folks this year. So I'm really excited to share that all of our lifeguard positions are secured. We will start training with them in June and should have them at Klein Line by July. We are running into some difficulty finding temporary employees. So if you know of anyone who's looking for part-time temporary work, wants to work on weekends in beautiful park setting, please let them know. We do our temporary recruitments through a company called PIE. That's P as in Paul, I-E as in Edward. We would love to have some support getting the word out because we could really use that help. And two other things just for manager's report and for the good of the business are, again, just great positive news. We are preparing a staff report for Philida Park. improvements. As you recall, Philida Park improvements project was put on hold. That's both the playground improvements and the parking lot improvements. The staff report will go to council with notice to contractors. We hope to construct this facility improvement this year. We're also planning to go to council with Curtain Creek project to help move that project to its next phase, which will be engineering and getting that project prepared for construction. So lots of moving parts. We're almost done. I will provide an update when we are done with a lot of good work that our vendors are doing at Lower Daybreak Park. If you haven't been there, there's a lot of great work that's going on, a beautiful trail, a viewing point being constructed. So can't wait to invite you to a ribbon cutting or at least a virtual grand opening. So stay tuned on that.
So, Lena, do we have dates that you'll be taking those to council?
I will let you know as soon as I have dates. Tentative for Curtain Creek was May 18th. I believe the same for Philida, but I'll double check.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll update you. My other updates are related to unfinished business, so we could go straight into that if you like.
Hang on, just one question. On the Quinine Park and the water, you know, lifeguards, all that good stuff, is due to COVID, is there any restrictions or are the lifeguards going to be expected to enforce, you know, social distancing or anything like that?
So restrictions are not as stringent as last year. And last year was largely around the number of people gathered in a particular space. People at Quinine actually did a really good job at staying with their families, staying together. We were quite clear with lifeguards that their job was to focus on safety first. They were there for water safety specifically. We had increased security presence. But all in all, based on our last year experience, I don't know if it's just people being out and, you know, maybe it's a little bit of peer pressure, but we really had no incidents with Quinine Lake related specifically to the restrictions and the stay-at-home order. Okay. People did really good. They wore their masks when they were out and about going to restrooms. We had extra hand sanitizer, washing stations, had all of our lifeguards and different facilities so they could social distance properly. Our team brings in the same lifeguard manager now for the last 5 or 6 years, and they really have a good, sophisticated plan of keeping our visitors and staff safe. They did a great job. And I think restrictions, I don't remember what COVID restrictions are this year, but they're not as stringent as they were last year. I just don't, they're not on the top of my brain.
That's fine. I just was curious. Okay. Just go on.
All right. It's going to be a very short meeting today. I told you. Really, the big plan was to have that capital facilities plan in place, but we just want to double check and bring you back more data.
That's all right.
So I want to update you just really briefly on the Parks, Recreation, and Open Space Plan. As you recall, at our last meeting, a small group of Parks board members volunteered to help staff work on a small technical advisory committee to first identify gaps in the planning process as it currently stands and then move those pieces forward. Specifically, three items were of attention or in need of additional attention. One of them is public involvement. Second one is the park impact fee credit criteria. And third one is capital facilities credits, capital facilities criteria, selection criteria, and not necessarily in that order. So we have a small group in place. We've already met once and specifically focused on the public involvement process. We had our manager, communications manager, Megan Reed, facilitate that discussion. What we've learned from that meeting is that Megan's team will need to review all of the work that our consultants did and all of the work that staff did in-house, talking to different community groups, doing DEI work. Based on that information, we're going to meet in about a week or a week and a half to review a draft proposal from Megan and her team of a public involvement plan, any additional opportunities that we might want to consider. We've discussed a lot of different options. Do we need to do another survey? Should we have a meeting? Should we do a virtual open house? So we are still in the brainstorming stages, and I believe what you can expect from us is a very focused a very targeted public involvement plan that would, one, address any gaps, any communities that we miss, and two, ensure that we comply with Title VI. I do believe that Kelsey was at the meeting. Kelsey, did you want to add anything else, any takeaways from our conversation last time?
No, that's a really great summary. I did just want to add that Dave is going to pinch hit for John. John was originally on the subcommittee, and Dave is going to step in for John for a while. I think, like you said, we have 3 meetings left. So thank you, Dave, for doing that.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. And of course, if you have an idea, if you want to share input, please don't hesitate to reach out. One of the recruitments we're completing right now is the Program Manager 3 recruitment. We are kind of at that point where we have a front runner identified. Assuming all conditions remain favorable, we'll likely to have that manager here and within the next few months. The one thing this person already did, which was great, it was just excellent, they reached out to RCO to reconfirm all of the different requirements and phases. And under COVID, they've learned you can request an extension. So you could concurrently apply for a grant in March of 22 and request an extension through next summer. So that was a huge bonus for us during the interview process to have one of the candidates do that level of research. And that wasn't something that my previous staff were familiar with. So there is that option if we need it. It sounds like it will be available to us. So more on that as we continue. Again, our approach is to be really focused and targeted and fill gaps where we can and repurpose as much of the plan as we can, recognizing that it's a planning tool. It's not a final blueprint for all of the different things that we do here in parks. It is a document that's a living document that we will continue to amend. And hopefully with your support, continue to bring back to you to, you know, discuss things that you wanted to see change, like the levels of service, park standards, and things of that nature. And I see Ahmad's on the phone too. Ahmad, did you want to add anything else?
Just a couple of things. good afternoon, Chair and the board members. So I think last time I had mentioned to you the possibility of maybe doing a retreat with you. I think I'm going to, and then the chat talk maybe end of the year, but I think we might be wanted to do that a little bit earlier. One thing is that I know the PROS plans is going to be moving forward, but there's just a few things I want to make sure I understand from your perspective and some of the future plans that where you like to see the parks and level of service, things like that to go so that we have a good working plan for 2022, and then that will help us to kind of outline some of the budget for 2023. I know we are working on the capital improvement plans. Some of those things still be in the draft format and is going to be a work in progress for next couple of years until that's finalized. So I'd like to see or propose setting up a date maybe sometime in July to kind of have that discussion with you, maybe a full day of a virtual meeting and just kind of outline some of the things that we should be working for you and then kind of implement that for 2022 year. So that's one of the things that if you'd like to have a discussion at this meeting, or we can come back later on and have the discussion about that one. And the other thing I wanted to inform you, we did have a council workshop regarding Camp Bonneville, and we proposed the council formation of 2 committee member committees that will include different types of members on it. One of the committees would be to be policy-driven recommendation team or committee, and the other one would be technical advisory committee. They'll be made out of the different backgrounds and understanding about parks and more technical level that from the community that they want to be participating. So it was well received by council. They like us to come back to them and kind of give them a little more recommendation in terms of recruitment and the selection process. So that's ongoing. And if you'd like to participate or have any input on that one, please let me or Galena know about that one so we can move that forward. because that's going to become really critical when we go and hire a consultant, because we like to have those members on board as part of the final selection, and they're going to be participating at least 2 years to go through the master planning process. And some of the members, well, we have made some suggestions to council to have members from the park advisory group to be part of that. So any input you have right now, please let us know, so make sure that we communicate that to council as well. So those are the two things I wanted to at least bring it up. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask.
I think as far as the retreat, maybe we could do a doodle poll or something. If you could propose a couple of dates and let us kind of all choose. And I know I've got a couple of travel plans in July, so it'd be good to kind of get that on everybody's calendar early if we want to make that a, excuse me, an all day or most of the day kind of event. So.
And Jay, it's funny, on my notes for the roundtable topics, traditionally we've skipped a July meeting, and so I was going to bring that up, that canceling our July meeting. But you know, if this feels like something we need to get done, maybe we cancel our monthly meeting and do this.
That would be a great suggestion. But yeah, bring that up in the roundtable, and we'll finish out the conversation, Kelsey.
Okay.
And one other thing that I would ask of the board members, you can, you know, all the topics that you like to, you know, between now and brainstorm, so we can bring it up to make sure that we hit those topics during the retreat. And if we have any background information or anything that we have currently, so that way we can inform you or be a bit more prepared to provide you a lot more information that how we do things and how we're going to change it, so that'll be part of our retreat discussion.
Thank you, Ahmad. We could follow up with a doodle poll. It all sounds so funny to me, doodle poll, later. And we'll prepare a couple of days, July and August maybe, because we will hopefully have all of our managers onboarded by then.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the other reasons for bringing it up that date was, I know I talked to Galena about having a retreat with her staff because you're visioning some of the things that we need to do become really important for us, so then we can discuss it with staff and use that information to develop a work plan for 2022. And that will give us a little bit of time to prepare everything and then vet that too at the end for you as well.
Okay. Anything else on the subject, Galena? You want to go to your next? Thank you, Ahmad, thank you for attending, number one, and number two, helping us get, you know, give us some guidance, and I look forward to the retreat idea. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be,
I think we've planned one since November of 2019.
No, thank you, Chair. My goal is to attend all the meetings from now on, unless I'm out of town or some other things, but my plan is to have it on my calendar, and I've asked Galena and her team to provide me the agenda, so I know what's coming up and if there are things that I need to prepare or review ahead of time, just to kind of help out to make sure that the things are working out. We're working with council or in terms of budget with the department or other activities that you're aware of it. So I want to be there as a resource and make sure if you have questions or anything else, I'll be more than happy to provide responses.
No, look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Galena, what's next?
So much more stuff. No, I'm kidding. Just a couple of more things. I believe Pat is on the phone. We don't have a presentation, but we do have a quick update on Conservation Futures Plan. And since Ahmad is still on, please feel free to jump in. But I'm going to give my next couple of minutes to Pat for a quick update from him.
Okay, thank you. This is Pat. I'm high board members. Yeah, since you made your recommendations, we have been asked to put together some additional fiscal information, really in two areas, trying to track down some recent sales of properties that might be similar to those types of properties that we would look at as acquisitions. And so we've compiled that information. And the second thing that we are hoping to do is work with our finance team to put together an updated cash flow analysis so we know timing of what's available in terms of resources and when we may be able to move forward on acquisitions as they are prioritized upon your recommendation by council. That's the quick update I have.
All right. Galena, anything else?
No, just to add to Pat's point, our goal is once we have this information vetted internally, we hope to come back to Parks Board. I don't know if we're going to come back once or twice. I imagine it's just going to be a very quick kind of check-in on the financial data, and then scheduling meetings with council will be our next step.
I was going to say, since I assume since we've developed some more information or requests has been made, that this hasn't gone into the work session yet or anything with the counselors. Okay. All right.
Chair, I think the main goal was to make sure that we have a realistic approach on what our cash flow is, what we can afford. Want to present that to you. That might change some of the priorities that you have looked at, or maybe remains the same. And I'm sorry, we have to make you work again on this issue. But we want to make sure that you feel comfortable and what's real, what the kind of revenue we have, what revenue is coming in, because this becomes a program that we have to implement. And once you feel comfortable with that, we will take it to council for the final legislative approval because of, you know, there's a bond that we have to exercise, then also the future cash flow that comes in as part of it. So I want to make sure that's a really solid plan that you feel comfortable with.
All for that. That's great.
So can I ask a clarifying question when you come to us with the financials? Is there a way we can see what money was allocated in 2017 that has not been utilized, which projects, I know we know which projects stalled out, but I kind of want to see how much money sort of stalled out. And I want to have a conversation of, is that the money we're then pushing directly to these projects? Is there an official way we then say, this project is no longer viable? Do we have a process for that? Like, is there a sort of clean break when we say in 2017 we allocated money towards projects that did not come to fruition. So how are we accounting for that, and when do we decide is an appropriate amount of time to pull the plug on something and move that money to a project that is viable is kind of something I'd like clarification on.
Yeah, thank you for that. I think that's exactly what the request we have done from our finance group. Let's take a look at what we have right now, what's been collected, what we anticipate to collect in next 10 years or whatever the timelines are for to accomplish purchasing this property. So that way that helps us to kind of give you a little bit snapshot of when we can accomplish those. So I know there was a bonding, and I'm not sure the exact amount, but I know the team knows of that. We need to let you know what the status of that one and also the future dollars that we're going to get in the terms of timing. And then once you prioritize that group, based on the financial information we have, then we can come back and give you the final numbers for a final recommendation to council so that we can take it to council as that's been vetted through Parks Advisory Group and they feel comfortable and then we want to move forward.
Thank you.
Pat, did you want to add anything else in terms of information that we are sharing?
No, I mean, we can certainly provide that information. We had, you know, put together sort of a bond spin down memo that kind of explains where we are with things. So that information is readily available. And then really the discussion depends, revolves mostly around, okay, looking at the current situation, is it time to move away, at least in the short term, from these projects that don't seem to be coming together as quickly as was desired? And we reallocate it to other projects, or we try and keep at the specific projects that were identified back in 2017 and funded by the bond measure.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
thank you.
I would like to see maybe moving forward the way that we sort of streamline the process on that somehow, where, you know, we have sort of a, I don't know if internally you guys have some sort of check-in, you know, I know you're constantly checking in with the landowners at occasional points, but every time we're sitting on money for a year or two, I feel like we're losing other property that we did have the intent to conserve. And so I would like to see some sort of process moving forward on what are something in writing, what are our timelines before we pull a plug on the project. Projects that come to us maybe have to meet some sort of criteria to even be presented. I mean, I don't really feel it's appropriate for Conservation Futures money to be used to build community parks for other jurisdictions. I don't think that's an appropriate use of what the intent of the fund is for. So I'd be happy to, or I volunteer for too many things, but I'd be happy to work on, or, you know, some sort of process that streamlines this. So next time we're not reinventing the wheel every time this comes up and we have money to allocate sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I think what we'll do is share with the group our program manual and grant application procedure and timeline. And Pat, correct me if I'm wrong, a few years ago when you moved to Parks and Lands Division, there was a committee just for the Conservation Futures Plan, correct? And then that was dissolved and the Parks Advisory Committee became it, and we just didn't put a process in place that kind of unpacks it further, or
it wasn't a standing committee like the Parks Advisory Board is. It was a committee that was appointed by the board each time we felt we were in a financial position to go out and solicit projects from potential sponsors.
Which would have made probably timelines a bit less rigid, potentially. More spontaneous, I guess.
I suppose, yeah, when you have a bond measure out there, there's kind of an extra layer of timeliness, if you will, for bringing some of these things around, which, you know, we have learned as we've gone through this process. And the other thing that is important is if we do pursue grant applications, there are some, you know, fairly specific time frames for completing those, if they are awarded, of course.
Thank you, Pat.
I think we'll look at, and I'll talk to Galena, maybe providing the board a quarterly report on our efforts on every conservation future property negotiation or where we at. So at least you have that where we at. And sometimes we have a willing seller and everything is going good, and then all of a sudden they change their mind, or they say, oh, I think my property is worth 10 times what you're offering me. So the negotiation. And the other thing we'll do is also pull in our real estate team. That's on our design group. They have a lot of information and they're really good at negotiating those things. So they'll be involved ahead of time and they can provide us a lot more detail on how to negotiate these transactions, which I think will be very valuable for us and very valuable help.
Very good ideas. Thank you all so much. So we'll provide a summary at the next meeting and then continue to work towards having another conversation with you with additional financial information. And just, I wanted to add to, you know, as much as I want to ignore that COVID happened, it did, and it put brakes on a lot of our work, and it literally changed people's lives, and it impacted many of our projects. As you know, every single parks project has been on hold. So I want to make sure, I know Kelsey and others, you will volunteer and give us all of your energy, but kind of to Ahmad's point, maybe we could also discuss it in terms of a work plan for the board. What are the key priorities we all want to accomplish in 2020? Because it gives us a blueprint too for where your hearts and minds are, so we don't burn you out. Thank you, Pat. Any other questions for Pat?
I don't think so. Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
Welcome.
And I think the last part that we have from staff is an update from Kim Bonneville, which Ahmad covered quite eloquently. Thank you for that, boss. but I do have Grant on the phone. If Grant wants to add anything else, we do have an update related to the Army grant. I mentioned the program manager too, who is going to start on June 21st. Grant, are you able to give us just a quick summary as we discuss?
Sure. Good afternoon, everyone. So yeah, thank you, Ahmad. He covered the master planning portion, so I think we're good there. At a previous meeting, we discussed that our two Army ESCA grants have been extended until 2022, so that funding remains viable for us. We have an existing RFP that we've been using for groundwater testing. We're in the process of getting that extended from its current deadline at the end of June until the end of December 2021, which will allow us to continue doing our groundwater monitoring for the remainder of the year. And then we have another RFP out for remedial investigation and feasibility study, which is a requirement of the cleanup action plan that we agreed to with Ecology, that will kind of set the future of water cleanup and water testing out at the Camp Bonneville site. And so this is largely going to be assisting with doing that feasibility study, public outreach, and determining what the next steps we'll have to take and what our responsibilities will be in the future. And other than that, I think the only other thing we have is we're working on amending a use agreement with FBI for the use of the sheriff's office range out there. And we're in the process of getting that taken care of. So hopefully the FBI can expend some federal dollars on getting some improvements to the range completed. That's all I've got.
That completes our presentation. Go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. So just to add what Grant mentioned, so council, we shared council about the RFP on the for the master planning. They asked us to come back and talk to them about the tasks that we're going to ask as part of the RFP. So they are previewed to that. And please let us know if you'd like to see those before we take it to council and share that all the items that's going to be part of the request for proposal. And a lot of them will be kind of high level because we're going to finalize it as we select the consultant. And the other thing we're going to do when the any consultant who is interested in that, to have them a tour of the Camp Bonneville so they see it, they feel it and touch it so they understand it a little better, and we'll be guided tour by staff to make sure that they know what we have. So those are the two things that are coming up. So I'd like to know if you like to see those ahead of time before we go to council, so at least you know, and if you want to have any additional things as part of that RFP so we can know.
I'd like to request that we can join the tour if we want to, because I'm not super familiar with the property. And so when we discuss it, I don't really have a firm grasp on what I'm discussing. So I would love a separate tour or to tag along and listen if that's possible, and to the whole board that invitation extended.
I would love that too. This is Stacy Kaiser.
Sounds like a site trip.
The site is not open to the public, but I will check with risk management and do my due diligence before I get you all out there for a meeting.
Or at least if you could strap like a GoPro on and walk around and show us what's going on, because you know it's hard to conceptually figure out, you know, like it there's is. This space, and we get, you know, emails and comments from the public about this space, and I don't have a visual on it, so.
We could also always use our drone, right, Ahmad?
That's a great point. No, we want to have you have understanding where things are. We'll double check with risk. I don't think it'd be a major issue. We'll set up a time. But one of the things, the other reason I asked that, so that you get to know what are some of the interested consultants, and some of the things that you want to see, and the things that we want to see in a consultant, make sure they have that kind of experience. And one of the things that we're going to be emphasizing that recruitment process is have they done this kind of work in other parts of the country? Because this kind of facility is throughout the country, and we want to make sure that whatever they work on is something that's been beneficial and something that pays for itself. And the idea is that whatever programs we bring there, so that brings some revenue, so that it makes the whole park self-sufficient, and so that to be successful. And it's a regional facility, and how that's going to fit with the community and the kind of terrain we have there. So that's one thing. And then anything else you'd like to add at that time in terms of selections and input that you might have for the consulting, that would be valuable for them to know you're going to be involved in the whole process.
So what would be our deadline to get you that information? Is that something we need to add to like a soonish agenda to discuss? And
so I think I'll let Galena kind of work on a timeline, but we are going to go to council to kind of show the scoping that we have for the master plan, so we can bring that to you. And then when we do the advertisement for a request for proposal, we'll have a date, so that these are the dates where anybody's interested. It's not going to be mandatory, so any consultants would like to come and look at the site, we'll do a guided tour of the areas where we have the park, and then that day we would like to have you there as participate in that. Or if we need to have a separate trip or a site tour, we can double check what's risk due, and then we can schedule that separately with you.
And regarding RFP, council requested that the newly formed, yet to be formed, policy group review it as well before we hire a consultant to start working on the master plan. So we have a bit of time. I'll timetable it for you and bring it to your attention. Most likely in June meeting. Yanya, actually, if we could add that to our June meeting with Conservation Futures update, that'd be great. That is all we have to do today. Easy peasy, huh?
Wow, that's a quick meeting here today, or at least we got through our business today, because Eva's already given us an update on the new business.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody got any, well, we can do a round table, or anybody got any specific items they want to discuss before we do a round table?
I feel super annoying because I've talked the most this meeting, and I apologize for that, but I do have a question. I'm hearing through the rumor mill that the city has agreed to not put 13th Street through Harmony. Do we have any, you know, confirmation of that on our side, or have we not heard anything? Because I've heard it from like four different people in the community at this point.
I know that Harmony was scheduling a pre-application conference with the city as of a couple of weeks ago. Whether or not that conference occurred, I don't know. Jay sometimes is more plugged into the Harmony community. Jay, have you received
any? I haven't heard anything yet. I did know that they were going to go to in front of the city with their pre-application for the site plan, but I have not heard anything official. Either way, whether they've submitted it or, you know, if there's been some kind of agreement.
The last conversation I had with the city's transportation manager and also Chad Eichen with the community development was they were going to do a public process. They kind of reopen it up to have discussion with different property owners about 13th Street and the importance, but and they were going to let us know to be party to those, or at least let us know that that happened or it's going to happen. So far I have not received any communication from them other than what Galena mentioned, that the pre-application that Sport Harmony Complex is going to be doing as well for the proposed parking lot and other future plans.
I know the county or the city was trying to do an updated traffic study and asked us to volunteer to participate, and I know we gracefully declined to do that. So I don't know if that one got off the ground either or not. So.
Yeah, I think they were using that information to come up and have a part of discussions where the imports on 13th Street or not, updated traffic study. So I have not seen if they have completed or started that analysis.
Me either. So, okay. All right, Kelsey, I mean, you know, I was going to go down the agenda, you know, the sidebar in the agenda. So you're at the top of the list. You got anything else to talk about in a round table?
No, I'm going to take a vow of silence for the rest of the meeting. So, thank you.
Gosh, if I was betting, and no, never mind. I won't say anything.
You sound like all
right. I'll come back to myself. Stacy, you got anything?
Not really Clark County related, but I attended a seminar.
Nope.
In Spokane, and they've done a lot of new park work there, and it's getting close to being done. They're targeting, I think, June for completion and a grand opening. But it's a pretty neat development. So anyway, if you have a chance, if you're in Spokane.
Stacy, is it,
yes.
Cut out, is that the Ice Age one that you're talking about?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I sat in on that webinar too. The thing I noticed is Spokane seems to be taking a lot of risks that a lot of jurisdictions around here aren't willing to take.
Yeah.
So until our risk assessment in the county and other jurisdictions changes, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get that cool of parks.
Anyway, that's all I had.
Do they have a website or some type of...
I assume so. I would Google Riverfront Park and see what you come up with. But yeah, they've got a climbing wall, and I mean it's top notch. So it's worth seeing. I'll try to find out some website information. If I can.
So if you Google Ice Age Park Spokane, they have some videos and stuff that they've started to put up.
Okay. It's
Ice Age Floods Playground is how I'm finding it.
Hmm. All right. Interesting. Barbara, you got anything?
Not me.
Not you? Okay.
All not right. today.
Not today. All right. And let's see, Dave?
Yeah, Stacy stole one of mine. So that park, they're doing that waterfront, and he said, I believe it was $1 million an acre is what they're putting into them. That area down there is absolutely amazing. Another, if you're going through Tri-Cities, there's some pretty amazing trail systems there and park systems. More local though, my daughter and I are on a park mission this summer. So we've been trying to hit a new park every week or two, weather dependent, because we always found ourselves going to the same park. So we went and we hit two parks this last month. We went to Walnut Grove. It's a smaller park, but it did have quite a bit of users. My daughter was not too interested in it. I mean, it's pretty bare bones. Not very good. The second park we went to was Douglas Carter Fisher Park, which I didn't even know existed there. My brother bought a house pretty close to it. So we went there, and that is now her new favorite park. They did a very good job of implementing play equipment and activities for all age groups. There's three different slide sizes there. One of them's the tallest slide I've seen since Leverage Park's, big metal slide that they had. I don't know if they still do. It's very nice. And the one thing I noticed is the way it was designed, they have one bench and the bench faces into the afternoon sun. So that was kind of a snafu. And then they have two picnic benches, which is great, but they're so close together that one group was using one table, but it feels like you're kind of invading their space if you go to use the second table. And then you throw in COVID and no one's going to use the second table. So I think there's a lot to be learned from our existing parks and watching how people utilize them. And when we're looking at the criteria for parks and stuff, that's the kind of stuff that we really need to look at and think about. Especially, you know, multi-age and the actual stuff for adults to sit on, because I absolutely hate going to a park and standing the whole 2 hours or whatever it is. So, yeah, that's all I've got.
All right. Dave, are you saying you can't sit on the little springy horses anymore or anything like that?
I was sitting on some spinning seat thing that's like not level. And no, it's very uncomfortable.
Okay, but that's actually a good point. Dang,
don't you exceed the weight limit of those little spinners?
I don't think so.
Well, either way, they do need to put some adult type seating areas in there, because I know, you know, I know my my girth is wider than most of the little kids' seats, so I know they need to put adults in there and give us a chance. All right. I don't think we have anybody else on. I have two items. One, I wanted to circle back to the Camp Bonneville, and I'm going to make sure I had heard this right. There's two subcommittees going to be created. One is a technical operations committee, and the other one is a quality control committee. And if we, on individual basis, wanted to participate in that to let you or Galena know, is that what I understood correctly?
Yes, so there will be one policy advisory committee, and one would be technical advisory committee. Okay. So we have the makeup was like between 8 to 12 members for each committee members, and we suggest names and makeup of that committee to council. So they're reviewing that. They're going to come back and see if they approve that or modify it. Also suggested some members from neighborhood and different neighborhoods from our county, because of the regional park. Both committees, we have suggested at least one or two members from the Parks Advisory Group. So as soon as they approve those makeup of the committees, we'll let you know. And I'm sure it's going to involve members of the Park Advisory Group to be part of that.
Okay. And I'm putting in the chat, Jay, information that went to council. Megan Reed, our communications officer, will have recruitment information out here, like Ahmad said, when we have more guidance from council on the makeup of each group. But right, if you have your chat window open, you could copy that link and it'll take you to our slides from the recent conversation with council, which unpacks at a very high level proposed makeup of each group. The plan is to utilize very similar recruitment to the one we go through when we recruit our Parks Advisory Board members. Was a caveat that it will be managed by Megan Reed's team, who is our public information officer.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure I understood it correctly. And then the other item. Go ahead.
Apologies.
Sorry.
We should have at least run that by you ahead of time before we went to council. But when we do our presentation order, we'll have an opportunity for you to see it and have any input. So before we take it to council for
presentation. I appreciate you guys bringing it to us. And if we have, you know, I would encourage anybody on the board that's got time and the desire to throw their name in the hat on either one of the committees, because Camp Bonneville is quite, once we get it going and get it all figured out, it'd be quite an asset for Clark County. So, and quite an opportunity to have some long-term input into Clark County. All right, second item I was going to bring up is I got notified for the Transportation Committee, the Sound Committee, that they're starting to formulate and put together a schedule and a time. So I will let everybody know, excuse me, I'll let everybody know when I hear when the meetings are and bring up updates back to the PAB whenever after their meetings and as they go forward, because it's, you know, focusing on transportation in the unincorporated area of Clark County so that we can kind of, you know, do that smartly and get input up front, which I thought was a good effort. And that's why I kind of wanted to volunteer for that. Third item is the retreat. Kind of want to go back to that, make sure we kind of get that organized. I think that's a great opportunity for us to get together and excuse me, here are some things going forward and what's going on. The thought was July, maybe into August because of travel plans or anything. Kelsey, you had said, and you don't have to say anything, but you had said that you were going to see about canceling the July meeting. And, you know, Galena, I think if maybe you and Eva can take, well, you said you were going to bring the facilities plan to the June meeting. Is that correct?
A draft facilities plan. Our goal is with Eva's team support to have it to you on June 11th or whenever.
Okay.
We
get June. Okay. June. All right. So, I mean, we can, you know, trade. My thought is this: we have enough meetings in our agendas and all our calendars. Maybe we don't have the July meeting of the Parks Board and supplement or substitute that or substitute the retreat opportunity with that. Now, I think the retreat may be a little longer than our 2-hour Parks Board meeting, but depending on what day and what afternoon and time, what does everybody think about that?
Okay, I'm breaking my vow of silence.
Glad somebody did.
Like I said, we're one of the few advisory boards that meets monthly, if you look at it. A lot of the advisory boards meet quarterly, and I enjoy meeting monthly. I think we need to meet frequently. I'm going to advocate that we take July off from both components. Usually we have poor attendance in July anyways because of vacations and travel. So I'm hesitant to even try to coordinate a date for the retreat because I don't think we're going to find a day where we can all join in the middle of summer. I mean, my suggestion would be we take July off, and if we could do the retreat in the beginning of September, because I do feel like everyone's sort of restationed at their home bases in September, especially because a lot of us didn't travel at all last year due to COVID, and I'm vaccinated, so I'm out, guys. I'm going places. So that would be my sort of hope. But again, I'm flexible. I want to hear what other people say.
I like that idea I like the idea because I would like to be part of the retreat or a component of the retreat would be the budget and the county budget. And by then, if I understood Eva correctly, the budget submission is in August, if I understood that correctly. And we may not have an approved budget by September, but we would have, what the county submitted and what the county's asking for. I think that might be, and I would add that to the retreat, if you will. And I think the retreat in early September is probably a good idea also, because again, I do plan on doing some travel. I too have my shots. Me and the family are traveling in July a couple of times, and in August, I don't know yet, but just some thoughts. Ahmed or Galena, how do you guys feel? Dave, Stacy?
I think that works fine with us. I want to make sure that we have enough time to get the work plan, everything together. And this will be, I think the budget we'll submit for 2022 will be vetted through, and at least we give you a preliminary recommendation. But the work plan and the retreat will be stuff that we're going to work for 2022. That if there's any budget impact or change to the budget for 23. So we'll give us enough time and then we can submit that for approval. So I think September works. At least we'll give you preliminary budget information, and then that gives us a few months to kind of prepare everything we want to do for 2022. So then if there's any budget impact, we can include that for a 23 budget.
Okay.
Okay. Dave, Stacy?
I think September sounds fine. You're talking September for the retreat?
Right.
I think that's fine. School's back in session, so yeah. I mean, I just like to get it on my calendar, you know, pretty fair, you know, long.
Sure.
Ahead of time.
Barbara, you too. You've got kiddos in the house that are in school. Would September work out better for you?
Absolutely. We've got, like Kelsey, we've been locked down too long. We are vaccinated and we're going lots of places this summer. So yeah, September's good for me.
All right, Dave.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I have a young enough kid that I wait until everyone's back in school to take vacation. So September, I'm sure I can find time to make it work. So whatever.
Well, I guess my thought was if Yanya could put together a doodle poll and you know, I think there's three things we need to figure out. One is the day of the week that works better for everybody. And, you know, if this is going to be a 4 to 6 hour, 8 hour event, the good news is maybe if we wait till September, we might be able to do it in person. The other side of the coin is, you know, again, what day, time, length of it, and then agenda, if you will, agenda items. Now, we talked about the budget is one thing. Operations plan. So Yanya, yes, you know, a doodle poll, you know, throw out some, you know, I'll use myself as an example. Fridays are better than Monday through Thursday for me because of work issues and items like that. I can carve out a weekend, but it would have to be probably a 5 to 6 hour time frame instead of maybe an all day, but maybe this is a 5 hour event or something. I don't know. Anybody got thoughts on there?
Why don't we just get a placeholder date in place? And then Jay, you, me, Galena, and Ahmad can kind of, over the next couple months, figure out what the itinerary is and then narrow down the scope of what our timeline is. But keep people sort of abreast of that. So if they don't need to end up boxing out their whole day, then we give them advance notice. But okay, just getting something on the books, I think, would be good. And I think we need to make a motion to cancel the July meeting as well.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
And I wanted to add to one thing we would do then, if we had a little bit of time to prepare, is to help identify what are the priorities, what's the timeline, will there be a budget impact, because that could dramatically change in which direction you go. But we've done some of this work with you early on in late 2019, because it was right as I was onboarding. You did talk about a retreat. There was a list of priorities like redistricting PIF, potentially doing some levels of service changes. So what I could do is do like a SurveyMonkey type of a tool, score it and present it for maybe at our agenda planning meetings, and I'll invite them up to those too.
Yeah.
How does that sound, Ahmad? Can you help us out?
I'll be happy to do that, yes.
He loves to plan meetings.
All right. So, Yanya, if you could put out a doodle poll for just a date, and we'll just leave it at that for right now.
Yep, I can do that.
And then we'll pick a date. And then turn back around, and I think Galini had a great idea during the agenda meetings. We can kind of flesh this out a little bit, updating PAB as we go forward, or the board as we go forward, and work through those things. Okay, so that's good.
This is Dave. I'd like to make a motion that we cancel the July meeting.
I was just about to ask for that. Okay, good man. All right, so the motion's been moved forward. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. So everybody got Tuesday afternoon, second Tuesday afternoon off on July. Yes, Galena.
I have one other update that I keep wanting to bring up. I will have more of an update when it's a bit more cooked, but we resumed meetings, of course, on many of our projects. One of those meetings is an ongoing conversation we're having with Washington State University Business Center regarding the work they will do with us for the business plan at Heritage Farm. We had one on-site meeting with their representatives from Seattle. It included a couple of advisory committee members from the Heritage Farm Advisory Committee. Kirk and Sandy were there, as well as Blair. I think you've met all of them. They're very active members of that community of the farm. So we had our first meeting last month. It was a great check-in, just kind of talking very high level what next steps would look like. The Business Center folks believe that the whole business plan will take a couple of years and a couple of phases, with phase one being a phase where they do additional public outreach and an operations plan. And once they have those elements vetted and have conversations with community members and council, they believe the next step would be doing the actual analysis on different financial options. So this is very, very high level. We have our next follow-up meeting in June, date to be scheduled yet. We are also having a conversation with council members to see if any of them want to be involved. I know we've had conversations with this group about the farm before, and because there's an advisory committee, many of you, from what I recall, had expressed interest that they continue to be engaged. But if you're interested in this work, want to learn more, let us know. We will be putting a request to council for limited funding to support the work of the Business Center when they start working on financial analysis. Specifically, they are proposing to fund phase one themselves, which includes all of this community input, data gathering, and things of that nature. So just very much an FYI, didn't want to keep you out of the loop. We continue to engage the advisory committee members in this conversation.
Okay, that sounds great. There you go. All right. Anything else? Well, I'll call for the conclusion of the meeting. I had an early time of 5:12, and I appreciate everybody's efforts.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great rest of your week.
Good night.
Good one. Bye.